declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. Welcome to all councillors, staff and members of the public in attendance. We're acknowledging the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. Members of the public are reminded that no other visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed without the permission of the presiding member. Councillors are reminded to declare any conflicts of interest as they arise in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. We have all those in attendance on the agenda, with apologies, late apologies from Maggie, Executive Officer, and Nikki Jones. We have no approved leave of absence. Is there any request of leave of absence?
Can I request a leave of absence for August, or do I need to wait till July before I can do that?
No, do that now.
Through the chair, yes, you can do it. You just need to do it in email to myself and the Shire President, please, Councillor.
No worries, I'll remember to do that.
It's got to come through a written proposal or a written request, and then we record it in the following council meeting.
Thank you. Item three, deputations, petitions and presentations. We have nil. Item four, public question time. Sue White, I believe you have a couple of questions.
I've been here so often, I know how it works. Thank you, Madam President. Do you want me to do each question individually or the whole lot at once?
Through the chair, if I may just ask, Sue, is it the same questions you sent through to us? If you would like, we can just read the answers out to you, and if you have any questions after that, if the presiding member agrees, you can just ask them again.
Sorry?
If you'd like, we can just read them out, the questions and the answers.
Well, I can read the questions, if you like.
You read the answers.
All right.
So what I'm asking is, do you want them one at a time?
One at a time.
Yep.
Please.
Righto. The first one. Since Council is having trouble finding finances for MOUs in light of forest products non-payment of rates, can I ask why Council has agreed to lease Rylington Park and dispose of equipment when this area could be used for cropping to raise necessary funds? One could take on the example of the Richmond Shire in Queensland, as featured on Landline on Sunday. The argument could be put that cropping isn't necessarily educational, as was the wish of Eric Farley, but then neither is leasing the property.
Through the chair, so just to answer that question, Sue, Rylington Park hasn't been financially self-sufficient for several years and has required ongoing transfers from Rylington Park Reserve to maintain operations. Council therefore had to consider a more suitable long-term approach to ensure the asset could continue to benefit or provide a benefit to the wider community without placing further strain on council finances. The decision to partially lease the farm was made to create a stable and predictable income stream rather than relying on variable seasoning cropping returns and continued reserve transfers. Importantly, the lease income will be directed back into the community projects and services across the Shire. Council also considered the risk and costs associated with continuing direct farming operations, including machinery replacement, maintenance, labour, seasonal variability, input costs and exposure to market fluctuations. The disposal of surplus equipment forms part of reducing those ongoing operational liabilities. While it is acknowledged that Council is currently facing financial pressures, including the impact of forest products non-payment of rates and challenges associated with funding MOUs, Council's view is that securing guaranteed lease revenue provides greater financial certainty than continuing to operate Rylington Park as a cropping enterprise under council management. The intent of the decision is therefore to place Rylington Park on a more sustainable footing while generating a reliable source of income that can support broader community outcomes in the future.
Thank you. If tree companies are not prepared to pay rates, why can't the Shire impose a bylaw stating that they have to pay and upkeep all roads that they use or are associated with the tree farm area? If they are not prepared to do this, then they have to pay the rates, hold them over a barrel.
Through the chair, I wish it was that easy. So council is unable to impose a bylaw in the manner suggested, as local roads are public assets that are used by multiple sectors of the community, including agriculture, freight, emergency services, school transport, residents, visitors and other commercial operators. Local governments must ensure roads remain accessible and managed in a fair and equitable manner for all legitimate users. Under the Local Government Act and associated legislation, any local law or restriction must lawfully, reasonably and enforceable in the public interest. Council cannot selectively restrict access or impose charges on one user group where the road network serves a broad range of users and purposes.
What a shame. Second one. When are we likely to see the charging station for electric vehicles eventuate? It seems quite ridiculous that we do not have one at all when Bridgetown has managed to get a quick supply one in addition to their first one. It could be claimed that Bridgetown is on the Southwest Highway, correct, but Boyertbrook is in the middle of the shortest route to Albany from Bunbury via Franklin River, and with very few, if any, charging stations on the route.
Through the chair, I can't comment on Bridgetown on how they got there so quickly, and other than to surmise that the locations they have is ready for a charger to be put in. But the electrical vehicle charging station project has continued to progress, with the primary delay relating to the required power upgrade works being undertaken through Western Power. Council has been working through the necessary approvals and infrastructure requirements, and Western Power has only recently provided a quotation for the required upgrade works. This has allowed the project to move into the next stage of planning and implementation. At this stage, however, the council is unable to provide an exact timeline for installation and commissioning of the charging station, as the timing of the required upgrade works remains dependent on Western Power's scheduling and delivery timeframes. What I can add also is the contractor that we've been working with is still very eager and keen to put it in. So once Western Power has been able to deliver the upgrades, we'll most likely see those units go in there.
What is the situation with the barracks buildings? The kitchen area has been demolished for months and the whole area is unsightly and not a good look for tourism. Since the Shire is having trouble with the new terms of occupancy of caravan parks, and the fact that a lot of our CMCA residents are local workers, surely the completion of repairs and renewal/reuse of this area would help to solve the problem. Is there a problem with heritage buildings, or is it just with the company currently running the railways, which we don't have now?
Through the chair, the barracks building are under the care and control of the Public Transport Authority, and as such, the Shire has no authority to undertake works or make decisions regarding the site. The Shire is aware of the community concerns regarding the current appearance of the area and agrees that the condition of the site is not ideal from either an aesthetic or tourism perspective. The administration has been in ongoing discussions with the PTA regarding the future of the buildings and the condition of the site. At present, the PTA has advised they are awaiting the outcome of an internal funding request before determining the next step for the property. The Shire will continue to communicate with the PTA to encourage timely resolution and improved presentation of the area while the property remains under the PTA control. The Shire's ability to intervene directly is very limited.
And finally, what is the Shire doing in relation to the waste transfer station and hasty, wasty skip bins? This matter may not seem to be a large one to most people, but there are lots of these bins around the Shire, mostly on farms. Since the farms pay a waste bin service levy with their rates, which they don't use, since they don't have a pickup service, surely there should be some arrangement made, as they now have to pay Hasty Wasty to take their bins to further away places, which costs them much more, double dipping. Let's face it, the next thing that will be happening is more rubbish in bushlands, which will require work and time to remove and clean up.
Through the Chair, the Shire acknowledges the concerns raised by the rural landowners regarding waste disposal arrangements and the changes relating to Hasty Waste skip bins. The Shire continues to operate the waste transfer station in accordance with the conditions of its landfill licence and the remaining operational capacity of the landfill site, which is approaching capacity. Under the current licence conditions, only putrable waste is permitted to be accepted at the landfill site. The receival of mixed waste containing materials such as furniture, steel, batteries and other non-compliant items may place the Shire in breach of its licence obligations. As a result, Hasty Waste was formally advised that non-compliant mixed waste skip bins could no longer be delivered to the Shire landfill site. Open commercial-style skip bins are therefore now required to be transported to the appropriately licensed facilities outside the district. However, Hasty Waste front lift bins with approved signage continue to be serviced at the landfill site. The Shire recognises that rural properties do not receive a curbside waste collection service. For this reason, the fixed waste collection rate of $50, which is the rate in the 25-26 budget, which contributes to the operational cost of the waste transfer station, is offset by the provision of two free tip passes per annum for rural ratepayers. These passes are equivalent to 2 by 20 by 240 litre bins and have the approximate value of $106. The Shire also acknowledges concerns regarding the increased disposal costs and potential risk of illegal dumping. Council encourages all residents to dispose of waste responsibly and will continue to manage waste management practices, landfill capacity, and future waste service options to ensure compliance and environmental obligations while providing practical services to a service to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Are you happy with those answers? Yes, good. Thank you. Item 5, declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest?
Through the Chair, we haven't received any.
No. Okay. Item 6, previous council meeting minutes. 6.1, the officer recommendation reads that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 30th of April 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Matthews, sorry. All those in favour? Carried. Item 7, presidential communications.
Through the Chair, if I may just quickly interrupt on that one, just to bring to the Council's attention that we will be withdrawing item 10.4.3, long-term financial plan, from tonight's agenda to allow for additional workshop to be undertaken with the councillors.
Thank you. So, first of all, it is with sadness that I acknowledge the passing of Geordie Wells, former teacher at Boyup Brook District High School. Geordie made a valued contribution to the education and the lives of many students and families within the Boyup Brook community over the years. Sincere condolences are extended to his family, friends, former colleagues and students. Congratulations to Lynn Schruers on being recognised for more than 25 years of dedicated service with her promotion to the rank of officer within the Order of St John. This honour is fitting acknowledgement of Lynn's outstanding or long-standing commitment, service and contribution to the Boyup Brook Sub-Centre. So I had discussions with the Boyup Brook Men's Shed and arranged for the two zoo train carriages that were located in the flax mill storage area to be moved over to the Men's Shed, and they're going to start work on restoring them. The other two, well, the carriage and the other engine is at the museum on display, but the Men's Shed are starting on their So that's really good news. So they're not just sitting, just falling apart in the storage area. So I'd like to acknowledge the new lighting and accessible toilet facilities recently completed at our local museum. The Boyatbrook District Pioneers Museum is a real gem, and the committee works really hard to maintain this important part of our local history. I went down there the other day and it's so tidy now. They're doing fantastic job. So advocacy has continued with Main Roads WA regarding the Boyatbrook Kojanup Road. While upgrade works are already identified within the future planning, the Shire has forwarded correspondence requesting Main Roads consideration for earlier scheduling date to ongoing safety concerns and the number of accidents occurring along the road. And advocacy is continuing for a resolution to the FPC rates issue. Thank you. Item 8, reports by members. So we'll just go around the table and see if anyone has anything to report. Councillor Hack?
Yes, I attended the community soup lunch at the CRC, and this was a delicious way for the community to connect, and there were 40 meals were served. It was a part of Community Centre Week and demonstrates one of the ways the CRC is integral to our community.
Thank you. Councillor Ingalls?
No, nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor Moore?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor Wright?
Nothing to report.
Councillor Wright, could you just talk about the situation with the fuel and fertiliser, seeing as you have you manage a large farming
enterprise? Yep. Okay. So the situation wasn't very favourable 2 months ago, and we changed our program after being cemented in concrete for 6 months, three times in about 2 weeks, through lack of compound fertiliser, which has now been sorted. We put in 90% of what we were going to put in, so in the end it worked out all right. And the cost of fuel during the start of the war escalated to over $3.20 a litre on farm, and it's just not sustainable. And the cropping costs are going up and grain prices haven't moved.
Mm.
They're just not covering up. It's making it difficult to make ends meet in the cropping side of the world at the moment. But now, so 8 weeks later, you can get your nitrogen, you can get the fuels back under $2 bulk on farm, not at the servos. Most compounds have been supplied this year, but there has been no compounds made outside of Australia. For any company, they're normally getting made now, and none have been made. So it's a bit of a concern for the next crop.
For next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Other than that, agriculture, particularly livestock, is ticking along quite good. There's definitely a shortage of protein in the world. So, yeah, the cropping side is, with machinery costs and repayments on interest on your land and your machinery, you need really good crops at the moment at the prices they're offering to make ends meet. So good old livestock, I think, are going to kick some goals again.
Mm. Thank you. Councillor King?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor Matthews?
had the fortunate visit to the ladies this morning I benefited from scones and tea, but it was the art and craft building, and it's good to see such a healthy bunch of people of all different ages and all different backgrounds achieving what seemed to be really good for mental health in a country town. And that was good.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item 9, councillor questions on notice. We have none. Item 10, reports of officers. 10.1, operational services, nil. 10.2, community services. 10.2.1, Boyatbrook Swimming Pool monthly report for April 2026. The officer recommendation to receive that report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. Ten point 3.1, list of accounts paid in April 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive the list of accounts paid as listed in the agenda. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. 10.3.2, monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 30th of April 2026. The officer recommendation to receive that report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4, corporate services. 10.4.1, Boyart Brook Caravan Park monthly report for April 2026. Have the officer recommendation to receive the monthly report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Wright, seconded Councillor Matthews. Sorry. Put the vote. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.2, Boyart Brook Caravan Park, Flax Mill Caravan Park, Boyart Brook short-term stay policy. We have the officer recommendation as listed on the agenda. Could I have a mover for that report, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to that motion, Councillor Ingalls?
I think it's a good one to support because we do need to keep some sort of standard down there, although there's been a lot of work put into the place to make it respectable and to encourage people to come and stay. So I think, by limiting the amount of nights you can stay, it's going to benefit everybody. I know it's a hard thing in this current climate, but you still have to have some sort of standard of living to keep things ticking along.
Thank you. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
I'd like to speak to that. I agree with Councillor Ingalls. I just hope that there's some discretion used depending on long-term workers that are needing accommodation.
Any speakers against? Speakers for? Would you like to speak to the motion?
I actually think it's a really good idea for lots of reasons. One of them is that given its proximity to the river, that there's a tendency with people who go permanently long-term to accumulate stuff. So in the event, even though it might be a couple of weeks in notice, that they would have to relocate for flooding, it would be a detriment and be left on others to move. So I think in that situation, that particular part of the caravan park is not suited for long-term anyway. And policy for that is easier to be dealt with by the coordinator down on site than the council officers here dealing those rights of short-term stay.
Thank you. Speakers against? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.3, long-term... Oh, that's been withdrawn. Chief Executive Officer, 10.5.1, proposed community satisfaction survey. We have the officer recommendation as listed in the agenda. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Moore?
No, no, thank you.
Councillor King?
No, I have nothing to add to it.
Okay. Speakers against? Speakers for?
Just
have
a question on this. We've done this before. We did one of those a couple of years ago, didn't we? A survey. Did we get much response from it? From general, does anybody remember that we, if we, what sort of, you know, did we get a 80% back, 50% back? Probably hard to guess, I suppose. It's been a couple of years since we did it, but wondering. I'm for it. I just was wondering what sort of response we had last time.
Yeah, through the chair, this will be the first survey we're doing during my time, so I wouldn't really be able to comment on that. I don't know if Carolyn might be able to provide some insight.
Yeah, we did one, but it was part of forming the strategic community plan.
Yeah.
Joanna Kay was instrumental to that. We sent out little cards to encourage people, to make it easy for people to fill them out. It was very well responded to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like over 100.
Yeah.
Okay. But I couldn't be certain on that. Yeah, there was a lot of information to collate.
Yes, I do remember that survey, but that was part of forming the strategic plan, yes. And this is just a general overview survey, yep. So hopefully we'll get a good response. Okay. Got a mover and a seconder? Did we put the motion, did we?
Yeah, it's been approved.
Did we?
I'm lying to you, sorry.
Okay, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. 10.5.2, Special Children's Big Day Out Donation Request. We have the officer recommendation as listed in the agenda. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
I think it's a good idea and quite happy to donate my money to the cause of, cancer for kids and that, so cancer generally. It's, good cause.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
Yes, this is something that Council has supported before and I think it's something we should continue to support.
Okay. Speakers against? Any other speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 7-0.
Just for councillors' note, I actually forgot to put a zero on there. It was a $500 donation each.
Might have to short pay the invoices that get sent out. Uh, 10.5.3, Sandakan Park Tree Assessment, Arborist Report and Recommended Remedial Works. We have the officer recommendation there. We'll take that as read. Do I have a move for that recommendation? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Moore?
Yes, I think that this is a necessity to follow through on the arborist report. There's obviously some trees there that are unsafe and a lot more that are not in very good condition. So I think it might be a bit of short-term pain, but I think in the end it'll be the best thing for the community.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
I agree with Councillor Moore. If it comes down to a safety issue, and obviously the trees aren't going to last forever, but as long as we, in future planning, we replace some of the ones that are on their way out.
Speakers against?
I could just have one comment. I'm not against it so much as clarification, is that the last time the trees went down, people asked me, was there any efforts to chop the trees in half so that we all know eucalypts. I know that some of these are East Coast versions anyway, and they're probably not suitable anyway, but is there a consideration if you
chopped it off at 6 foot high, that it becomes just a stump that regrows without any risk to anybody. Is that being considered?
Through the chair, we take the advice from the arborist, and at this stage, the arborist says remove the tree. We recommend removing the tree altogether.
That's the question there. If that question's been asked, and the arborist is capable of saying no, we can't do that, then that's fair enough.
I think if they prune them and then they regrow again, they grow weaker, and so you just create another problem and another expense, and yeah, so it is just a bit of a cycle then. Yeah. So would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Final approval, proposed disposal of Lot 1, 60 Forest Street, Boyup Brook. The officer recommendation as listed in the agenda. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Matthews. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Moore?
No, nothing to add, thank you.
Councillor Matthews?
I think it's a worthy project and needs a bit of help to get off the ground.
Thank you. Speakers against? Any other speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Continued membership of the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils. Have the officer recommendation as listed in the agenda, which we'll take as read. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Wright. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No, nothing to add to the motion.
Okay. Councillor Wright?
Oh, I think we discussed this pretty thoroughly, so no.
Speakers against? Any other speakers for?
For this, yeah, I just don't think we're getting bang for our buck in the current climate. We can't afford to stay in it, I don't think.
Thank you. Speakers against? Any other speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. 10.6 planning. We have none. Item 11, minutes of council of committees. 11.1 regional road group meeting minutes, 30th of March 2026. The officer recommendation to receive the unconfirmed minutes of that meeting. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.2, Southwest Country Zone meeting minutes, 24th of April 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive those unconfirmed minutes. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. We have no motions of which previous notice have been given, no late items or urgent business matters, no confidential items of business. So I declare the meeting closed at 6:34. Thank you for attending.